Now, because this is radio, you can't see what I'm holding in my hand, but in my hand right now, I am holding my bell. Why, you might ask? Because today is a very special day. And by the way, in case you're wondering, who the heck is this guy? I'm Gary Zimek. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning, and here we go.
All
right. Today is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, so we're going to talk about him later on when we do the gospel for the day. But in the meantime, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us for another week of Spirit in the Morning. Before I introduce my better half, at least on the air.
Well, she's at home.
Better half, be quiet. I have not introduced you yet.
Okay.
Before I turn it over and introduce my sidekick, Mr. Dave Parker, let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, His Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. We thank you for the blessing of being able to do this show every morning. Father, we ask that you speak through us today. Send your Holy Spirit to come alive in us and for all of us. Help us with all problems that we may be facing. Help us turn our lives over to you so that you may work through us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I am Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, and as you have already guessed, by my side, Mr. Dave Parker.
Yes, Gary. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and I hope everyone had a great weekend, you know?
David, how was your weekend?
It was great. It was great.
Did some traveling?
Did some traveling. One day traveling yesterday down to the Baltimore area to see my son, Ryan, who is home back from South Korea. He's transitioning into his new assignment, so he's 2 hours away, not half a world away.
So
we had a beautiful time, a wonderful time.
Now, you weren't supposed to be here today because you thought you were going to be too tired. And we are doubly blessed. I am doubly blessed, not only by your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're all blessed by your presence.
Well,
but you brought breakfast today.
Yes, I did.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, folks. I mean, we got in late. My wife and I got in late off the road, and I didn't think I was going to be able to come in. I thought I was going to sleep right through my normal wake-up, and the Holy Spirit just opened my eyes. I feel wide awake, so I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here, I mean, because I hate to miss the show, and because Gary and Frank do such a great job. You know, and Frank is on board with us, but he's working on something else, folks.
That's right. That's right.
Well, yeah. So I hope everyone else had a beautiful holiday weekend. It's kind of a split up weekend because we know the 4th is tomorrow.
Yeah, we were talking about that over the weekend. Eileen and I were talking about that. How it feels like it should be, you know, an extended weekend, but it's not. The 4th of July is tomorrow.
Yeah. Driving up, I mean, I thought there would be nobody on the road, but there are some folks that are, you know, going to what they have to do in their jobs. But it wasn't, traffic was good.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're here, Dave. And you know, as they used to say in school, and I probably shouldn't have mentioned the breakfast thing because we have listeners who are getting hungry now saying, "What, you know, did Dave bring something for everyone?" That's what they used to say in school. Do you have enough to share with everyone? But anyway, if you were in the studio, Dave would have brought you something.
Yeah, really. And then, yes, I think maybe we would have had some of it multiplied. I don't know. Just ask the Holy Spirit.
Now,
who knows?
Since I've already opened that door, let me go. Let me explain what Dave brought. Dave brought egg white sandwiches, right?
Yes.
Egg white on an English muffin with cheese and
from a very popular, well-known
Canadian bacon
now listen, establishment.
I know my wife Eileen is listening, sweetie. You have got to try one of these egg white sandwiches. They were delicious. First time I ever tried one of these.
Wow. Yes.
So, Dave, good job.
Well, yeah, I figured, you know, you guys might be hungry. You might be hungry today, you know. And
well, we were. So, thank you for taking care of us. What's going on? We're going to do the gospel today. St. Thomas. St. Thomas, I think, gets a bad rap sometimes. St. Thomas, he's known as Doubting Thomas. He's the guy who questioned. There really is more to this story than meets the eye. So when we read the gospel, which is selected specifically for this feast of St. Thomas, I think there's really a great message there. Great message about St. Thomas and the fact that, we all doubt at times, but I think there's more than meets the eye to this story.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, why don't I just do it now? We'll talk a little bit about it.
Exactly. Hey, sounds like a plan.
Oh, no, before I do that, I forgot. On the show today, John and Teresa Boucher. We have not had them on the program. I first met John when he was working for the Diocese of Trenton, which is my home diocese, and he was involved with evangelization. Mm-hmm. John and Teresa, his wife, they have given their whole life to the church. Now they're up in the New England area. They have written books. They speak. Mm-hmm. They blog. They are people who are completely driven by the Holy Spirit, and their main goal in life is to share Jesus with others. They are good people, and I'm so glad they can both come on the program today. They'll be on with us, as well as our friend Mark Poletino, the president of the Malvern Retreat House. He's going to be here with us to let us know what's coming up
at treat.
Malvern.
Yeah, Mark,
always love it when Mark comes
I'd
on.
Never met Mark, and when we did our broadcast or remote that one day at beautiful Malvern, what a gentleman. What a
good
guy.
Good guy.
What a spirit-filled man.
Oh, hey, there you go. Another spirit-filled guy. Oh, definitely.
Yes.
So we're excited to have Mark on the show. So that's who's coming up today. Let's do the gospel now for this special feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. It comes from John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand, and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed."
Where
do I start, Mr. P?
Oh, yes.
It's a big gospel. This is one we've all heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question before we start this. Now, of course, the scenario is on the day that Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his apostles, but Thomas wasn't with them.
Mm-hmm.
The apostles were hiding because they were afraid. They didn't know Jesus was going. I mean, he told them he was going to rise, but they were panicking, thinking, well, okay, we're next.
Yeah, and they didn't really understand what he meant, right?
They killed our master. Yeah. They're coming after us next.
Yeah.
They're hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas wasn't with them.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Thomas?
I don't know.
Right, we see, and that's the thing. I was thinking about that when I was preparing for this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Was Thomas out with people? Was he not afraid like the rest of them were? I mean, normally we think, oh, Thomas, he's the doubter. He's the guy who had the weak faith. But they're hiding.
They're hiding, and maybe he was just out and about. And maybe he didn't care. I don't know.
And see, we don't know, and we aren't going to know where Thomas was, but he wasn't with them. Now, he joined them a week later. They're behind locked doors. They're still afraid. Now, I think the important thing to remember is Jesus sought them out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew that Thomas wasn't going to be there the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Thomas was lost. Maybe Thomas was so afraid that he didn't even want to be with the apostles.
He was
just completely locked up by himself. Yeah. And Jesus reached out to Thomas, and he came back a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "No, Thomas, I know you doubt, but I'm going to show myself to you. I'm going to give you a chance to believe."
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, Thomas didn't give up completely. Thomas said, "No, Lord, I'm struggling to believe, but unless I can, you know, see these nail marks in your hands and really touch the wound in your side, I'm not going to believe."
He was such a practical guy. I mean, you know, prove it to me. I mean, back in those days, and even today, people, if they can't see it, touch it, you know, whatever, excuse me, you know, they don't believe. I mean, and that's it's so appropriate for today's, for all of us. But but Jesus wanted him so badly, and he proved to Thomas. He gave Thomas a great opportunity.
Yeah.
And what did he do at the end? He said,
My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God.
He came to believe on the spot.
Now, you said Thomas is practical. As you said that, I'm wondering, is that such a bad thing? Thomas wanted to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't write the Lord off completely. He said, you know, I just want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that step. of accepting the Lord's invitation,
mm-hmm.
of putting his finger into the nail marks and putting his hand into his side.
Yeah, he took a risk.
Right?
Yeah.
And he said, all right, no, you're here, Lord, I'm going to try. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, he proclaimed, my Lord and my God. Mm-hmm. He came to believe. But I think it's so powerful mm-hmm. that Jesus loves, you know, let's extend it. He loves all of us so much
mm-hmm.
that even though we have our doubts, that even though we run away from him, he mm-hmm. is going to be constantly seeking us
out. He's in pursuit of us, folks.
I was thinking about that today. So many times in my life, I see evidence of the Lord coming after me, and mm-hmm. I responded briefly, and then I turned and went in the other direction. I was thinking about that at driving up today because I have a pretty mm-hmm. good commute.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, and I talked to him about it, and I said, Lord, thank you for not giving up on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great thing, Dave,
oh,
to remember mm-hmm. that he's after us all the time.
Yeah, that in and of itself is a nice prayer. Lord, you know, you're acknowledging the Lord. You're saying, yes, I mean, how great you are for just continuing to pursue me. And everybody can say that because
yes.
he wants everybody. He
yes.
created everybody.
Yes, yes. And He'll meet us where we are, which
exactly.
is what he did with Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
He came back and he met them, and kind of incredible to think of the fact that they have the doors locked.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus comes right through
mm-hmm.
in his glorified state. And it's
wow.
kind of amazing that he's bigger. I mean, it just goes to show his power. But today, if you are struggling, and look, we all have our moments where we think like, ah. You know, even if you're at the point where you say, I know this faith thing, I know it's for real, Lord, I know you're for real, but I don't think you're real for me. I don't think you're mm-hmm. going to come through in my case. Even
mm-hmm.
if you're at that point, talk to St. Thomas and say, mm-hmm. Thomas, please pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there, you've done that, you know mm-hmm. what the deal is. And talk to Jesus today and say, Lord, come into my life. Meet me where I am.
Exactly.
And he'll do that. He understands that we are mm-hmm. all in a different place,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to meet us where
yeah.
we are. Because as Dave said so powerfully, and Dave, thank you for saying that, he cares about each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If everyone in the world came to accept the Lord and become friends with him and say, Lord, I accept your offer of friendship, and you didn't, he's going to be sad because he wants you. So
mm-hmm.
let that be your prayer today. And St. Thomas,
yes.
pray for us all. Pray for us all.
All right. Here, we're going to break here.
Thank you, Dave.
Exactly, man.
I'm fired up, man.
You
I'm
are.
Ready to go. When we come
Excellent.
Back, John and Teresa Boucher, we're going to be talking about sharing Jesus with others.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 3rd. Today we celebrate St. Thomas the Apostle. Also called Didymus, or the Twin, we know almost nothing about St. Thomas other than one remark on Easter evening that forever branded him as Doubting Thomas. But if Thomas doubted, he also believed. As recorded in John's Gospel, he made what is certainly the most explicit statement of faith in the New Testament, My Lord and my God. Thomas should equally be well known for his courage. He surely spoke with sincerity when he expressed his willingness to die with Jesus. Traditionally, he is said to have traveled outside the Roman Empire to preach the gospel. Some say he even reached India, preaching and converting and eventually suffering martyrdom there around the year 72. Thomas shares the lot of all the apostles in their weakness and lack of understanding. However, Christ did not pick worthless men. Holiness is a gift of God, not a human creation. It is given to ordinary men and women with weaknesses. It is God who gradually transforms the weaknesses into the image of Christ, the courageous, trusting, and loving one. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And that was Natalie Grant, B1. What a great reminder for us all. You know, we wait for that miracle. We sometimes sit back and say, I need a miracle, but yet we can be that miracle for somebody else. Just keep that in mind today. Very, very important message. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. I thank you for tuning in. The time right now is 7:18. All right, a few years ago, and I honestly don't remember how many years ago this was, but when I was first feeling the call to full-time ministry, I reached out to a gentleman. His name was John Boucher. He was he worked at the Diocese of Trenton, which was my home diocese. And I went to meet John expecting a business meeting. You know, I was going to present, here's what I have for you, maybe you can help me out. And I was so impressed with John. The fact that he was filled with the Holy Spirit was something that I did not expect. The first thing he said was, let's pray together. And I thought, wow, this is not what I expect. So John and I have been friends for a long time. He joins us now on the phone along with his wife, Teresa. They have been on fire evangelizers for more years than I can imagine. They have given their lives to the Lord. They have written several books. They speak. They write. They do so much, and they are with us now. John and Teresa Boucher, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both on with us today.
It's good to be here.
All right, let's talk about evangelization. I think, guys, many Catholics, we struggle with this idea of evangelization, and we often think, well, this isn't for us, this is a Protestant thing, or we also think that maybe I'm not qualified to do this. What would you say?
It's an everyday thing, Gary, that people can do pretty easily. I was in a bank once, and there were four people in line ahead of me. Mm-hmm. Someone sneezed, and I said, "God bless you." And another person said, "Amen." And a third said, "Hallelujah."
Whoa. Hmm. Wow. That sounds so simple. And that's the message that I love to get out. It's also the message that I like to hear myself, because honestly, despite being in full-time ministry, sometimes I struggle with it. Should I say something when I'm out in public? Should I not say something? That's challenging. And sometimes I think we overcomplicate it. Don't you think, John?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things we've learned is that in your everyday life, there's four things you can do. Mm-hmm. And one is to pray for the person around you or people coming into contact with you, ways that God might want to work in their lives. Another one is to care for them. If there's a need that they have, you try to help them with it. Mm-hmm. Third thing is that you share something from your own faith with them. Lots of different ways we can do that. And fourth thing is to dare to invite them to come with you to something else where they can get their faith helped and grown and be able to experience Jesus in a deeper way. And these four simple things are part of the basis of every day of evangelizing, and every person can do something about it no matter where you are, no matter what you do.
And I
think we're watching and listening to the Holy Spirit, who gives us cues, because underneath evangelization, there's a zeal and there's a vision of God's love for each person.
Hmm. Let's talk about that, Teresa. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. The Holy Spirit. I know for a fact that both of you are very much in touch with the Holy Spirit. How important is, number one, is the Spirit when it comes to evangelization? And number two, how do I really get the Spirit to work through me?
Well, there's one of the popes that went so far as to say that the Holy Spirit is the primary evangelizer. Mm-hmm. And we just help out where we can. And I think, as John mentioned, it's partly through just simply saying, come Holy Spirit, because any person that's been baptized has already received the Spirit.
Right.
And oftentimes it's kind of clogged up inside of us. And with the grace of God, we just keep going back to God and saying, you know, I need more of your Holy Spirit. Jesus was baptized by John. He didn't need to be. Mm-hmm. He was conceived in the Holy Spirit. But he kept asking for more.
Yeah. So it's good enough for Jesus. It's good enough for us.
Amen, brother. That's true, and that's such a good point, that prayer, come Holy Spirit. I blogged about that not too long ago, because it's such a simple prayer. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, about this, sometimes I think we feel, well, it's a three-word prayer. It can't be that effective. I need to use more words, otherwise it won't work. But it's that simple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes we make it too complicated, because we're kind of expecting it's all going to happen by our own strength.
Yes.
The results are dependent upon us.
Yeah.
But we're expected by God to show up, to be present, to be a loving presence of Jesus to people, and to just be ready for what he wants to do with them next. And it's amazing the way that God works in terms of that, because you never know who's going to happen into your life and who's not going to happen into your life. We were buying a mattress not too long ago.
Right.
And we got to the store, and we're looking around and everything. And finally, this fellow comes up to us, and we were not looking to have a conversation about God and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not in our wildest imagination. We just wanted to get a good mattress.
Right.
And, you know, he's witnessing to us about how when he was younger, he got had all kinds of problems in his family. He went to his church, and he felt God was nudging him to go.
He was not a church goer.
He was not a church goer, that's right, okay. But his family was in a church, and he felt God was telling him to show up at the church at midnight.
Wow.
And he went 3 days in a row at midnight, And he got into the church. He was in the back of the church. And then the second time, he was up to the middle of the church. And then the next time, he went all the way up to the front of the church. And he started crying and giving his pain and suffering and things he was going through to God. And he felt that God really started wanting him to do something, to pray with people who came in to buy mattresses.
Wow.
You were telling me some of that about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
He prayed with a woman who had cancer, and she came back a year later and was in remission.
Wow.
He went and told his priest about it, and his priest went berserk, not because he had a healing or he'd met Jesus, but because the church was open at midnight.
I knew you were going to say that.
Wow. What a great story, though. That's such a reminder that there are people placed in our lives, and we always have that opportunity, and to be ready is so key. And that's one of the things that you folks do so well. You help us to learn how to evangelize and to learn the techniques that we need. We have about 2 minutes left. Where can our listeners find out more about your work, your books, your speaking? Where can we go online?
You can go to CatholicEvangelizer.com.
Okay.
In fact, this month's entry is about welcoming the sunshine that is the person of the Holy Spirit. And there's also a website called JohnAndTeresaBoucher.com.
Very good. And
I have a Facebook page called Holy Spirit Calling.
Okay.
I'm always bringing up things about how people can come closer to God and rely more on the power of the Holy Spirit. One of my recent ones was from St. Jose Maria Escriva, where it talks about the thing that if we can't find God in our everyday life, we're probably not going to find God at all.
Wow. Wow.
That's very powerful.
Great resources. And we will have those linked at spiritinthemorning.com. John and Teresa Boucher, I want to thank you for joining us on the program. Keep up the good work, my friends.
Thank you.
God bless you both. Thank you so much. John and Teresa Boucher. Check them out at their websites. I will link those at spiritinthemorning.com. Dave, they are people who are really down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
They really are just looking to share Jesus with others. They've been doing this their entire lives.
Yeah, they're living proof of what we're all called to do, and they're doing it.
Right, and they have many books. I believe their latest or one of their most recent books is How to Pray for Your Adult Children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big problem. I hear a lot of concern about that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
People concerned.
I'm going to look that one up.
It's very good. I believe it is from The Word Among Us Press, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
We'll research it.
I should have been prepared, but check their website out for more information. John and Teresa Boucher. When we come back from break, we're going to go to break shortly. Mark Pelletino will join us. He's the president of the Malvern Retreat House. There's a lot of things happening at Malvern in the upcoming weeks. Mark's going to fill us in on what is going on at the Malvern Retreat House. As a reminder, you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker and Frank Eliason. We are here for you every Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio. Your time right now is 7:28. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, some breakfast, whatever you need to do. Put your feet up, relax, because we're going to be here for the rest of the hour on Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned.
Here is the news that you need to know for July 3rd. President Trump has continued his fight against the media via Twitter. After last week's tweets involving the MSNBC show Morning Joe, President Trump continued to tweet about the media throughout the weekend. He first attacked MSNBC and Comcast for terminating Greta Van Susteren for what he states was her refusal to go along with Trump hate. In another tweet regarding MSNBC, he stated, "Crazy Joe Scarborough and Dumb as a Rock Mika are not bad people, but their low-rated show is dominated by their NBC bosses. Too bad." The president also tweeted a video showing President Trump punching a person with a CNN logo as their head, referring to CNN as fake news. In a statement, CNN called it a sad day when the President of the United States encourages violence against reporters. In response to critics who have stated that the tweets involving MSNBC were not presidential, the president tweeted, "My use of social media is not presidential. It's modern-day presidential. Make America great again." Later this week, President Trump will be heading to Germany for the G20 summit. This will include his first in-person meeting as president with Vladimir Putin. Since a budget was not passed in New Jersey, the state government shut down non-essential services, including state-run parks. Pictures have emerged of Governor Christie with his family enjoying an empty beach. In local news, David Despair from Trainer, Pennsylvania, has been arrested following the road rage shooting that killed a recent high school graduate. My name is Frank Elias. I'm the Director of Operations for Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for 18 years. We are blessed to serve you. As a listener-supported radio station, our success has always been based on the prayers, financial support of our listeners, but also the ideas and suggestions that they have for us. We're always looking to improve the listening experience. Please feel free to email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you again for your continued support, and God bless you and your family.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Christopher Award-winning NBC News correspondent Bob Dotson endured a childhood battle with polio, which shrunk the tendon in his left leg, affecting his ability to walk. For years, Bob's mother took him to their local hospital in St. Louis 3 days a week for therapy. He remembers his doctor giving him the book The Little Engine That Could, which was grounded in the message, "I think I can, I know I can." At age 10, doctors performed surgery on Bob to implant 6 inches of fake tendon. Now at age 66, he notes that it's still working pretty good. During an interview with me, Bob explained the lesson he learned from his struggles. Success, he said, is not a question of just being dealt a good hand. It's playing a bad hand well over and over again. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to
Spirit
in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
So we pour out our praise.
shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry.
And that was Great Are You, Lord, by One Sonic Society. I'm Gary Zimak. Thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. We're always excited when we go to the Malvern Retreat House, even if it's by phone,
and
speak to the president, our friend, Mark Poletino. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, my brother, Gary. Great to hear you. It's wonderful to be in touch with you this morning. Hey, happy belated birthday.
Hey, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. Mark, it's always... it's just so much fun to be with you. It was great to spend time with you in person at Malvern recently. You're doing great work out there, my friend.
What a blessing to have you, Dave, and Frank out there with us. And it was a wonderful, wonderful day. And you, Gary, together with Frank and Dave, Holy Spirit Radio, added so much to us getting in touch with the presence of God at Malvern and opening up our grounds to families on the Family Fest Day. So thank you so much for that collaboration. It was terrific.
You know it's our pleasure, and we're going to keep working with you. We want to work even closer with you, so let's keep it up. Brother, before we talk about what's happening at Malvern in July, I just wanted to get a couple thoughts from you. Today's the Feast of St. Thomas. We talked about him a little earlier in the show. You know, typically Thomas is the doubter, and we look at him negatively, but... I don't know. I think there's a little bit of Thomas in all of us, and I think the beautiful thing about Jesus is he keeps reaching out to us no matter where we are. Any thoughts on St. Thomas?
There's absolutely part of Thomas in all of us, Gary. There's no doubt about that. You know, no matter how much faith we have, there are times when doubt can creep in, and that's part of our human condition. One of the things that really jumps out at me with the gospel today and with this whole feast of St. Thomas is how Jesus shows us through Thomas that he doesn't put up any barriers, that here he is with his sacred body and saying to Thomas, okay, you know what, if you're doubting, then touch my wounds.
Yeah.
Put your hands in my wounds, and if that's what it's going to take for you to encounter me, do it. And that's such a wonderful, wonderful thing and wonderful hope for all of us, because the Lord is saying that to each of us day after day after day. Come to me as you are, find me, and I'm going to let you touch me so that you can have faith, so that you can believe. And he's not putting up barriers. He's constantly taking down barriers.
And that is such a comforting thought, because we know he's going to, wherever we go, even if we try to run away from him, he is going to pursue us. And that's very comforting. And he meets us, as you said, where we are. And speaking of that, one of the best ways that I have found to encounter the Lord is at the Malvern Retreat House. Honestly, you guys make it very easy there. Talk a little bit about what's coming up in this month of July.
We have a lot going on, and I just want to give a shout-out to Father Jim Blund and Gloria Coyne, Kathy McCarthy, others who collaborated this past weekend for the Charismatic Retreat. It was an outstanding encounter with Christ, and the Holy Spirit was just on fire.
Wow.
And it was exceptional. It was exceptional. I'm glad I had a chance to be there for a good bit of that retreat.
Yeah.
And it was terrific.
I wish I could have been there. That sounded like a good one, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. Coming up, we have a powerhouse of retreats and opportunities for folks this month. At the end of this week, we have our wonderful friend Jeanette Bankovic to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be there, first of all, Thursday and Friday for the Benedicta Leadership Conference, followed by the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with Women of Grace.
Okay.
And if anybody still wants to participate in that, there are some open slots, but it's going to be full very soon. So I encourage anybody to register if you're interested in Women of Grace. We also, every first Friday, July 7th is the first Friday, have our first Friday Mass and Gospel Reflection.
Okay.
That's at 7:30 a.m., and all are welcome. Men, women, young people, all are welcome to join us for that first Friday reflection. We have a traditional jubilarian lunch, and anybody that has had 50 years or more, and it's incredible. We have, just this past year, we had 35 men celebrating 50 years of retreat, Melbourne Retreat House. So we're going to have that jubilarian mass on the 19th.
Okay.
We also have our traditional retreat, Our Lady Queen of Peace, together with the Ferdinand Group on the 21st to the 23rd.
Okay.
On the 24th, a day, an evening, of reflection for grandparents.
Interesting.
You know, so often grandparents can be overlooked. We look at parents and families. Grandparents, a very special group for all of us. So that's on the 24th of July. Then I have to talk about this now because it may be too late by the time we talk in August.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a guy called Gary
How do you pronounce that? Zimak?
I think I've heard of him.
He's probably going to start living retreat on August 4th to 6th, and our women's tea on August 6th. So I just want to share all of those upcoming events. We have others, for example, for sisters, a priest retreat coming up, and some other retreats for religious and other folks. But those are the primary ones, and I want to encourage folks to go to our website, melbourneretreat.com. Also to look at our daily reflections and Sunday gospel reflections that
are
available through the website, and it can be delivered to your email, your inbox every day if you would like. So you can sign up there at our website.
You do such a good job, Mark, and I recommend everyone, and we will link melbourneretreat.com at our spiritinthemorning.com site. You do such a great job with those daily reflections, and I encourage everyone to sign up for them. Mark, I want to ask you one thing before we let you go. I guess we have about 3 minutes left in our segment. If somebody has not been to Malvern, maybe they were a little tentative about checking out a retreat, is it possible for anyone to just go walk the grounds and see a little bit about what, you know, what Malvern looks like? Is that possible?
Absolutely. We have multiple paths. As you know, we have 125 acres there at Malvern Retreat House, and multiple paths, four different outdoor stations of the cross. We have several shrines in honor of Our Lady, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We have other shrines, for example, Holy Family Shrine, all opportunities for people just to go there, to pray on the ground, to walk, and to encounter Christ. I'll tell you, Gary, my first experiences with Malvern Retreat House was with my wife before I even thought about being the president of Malvern Retreat House. Friends had told us about the place. We went up there on a Sunday a few times, and just walked the grounds, and we were touched deeply by the presence of God there. So I invite anybody to do that if they would like to experience the presence of God, presence of the Lord Jesus on those grounds.
That's why I suggested it, because I agree. You just go there, and there's something special about Malvern. So I would encourage you to just walk the grounds, give it a shot. Check out malvernretreat.com. So many great things happening at the Malvern Retreat House. And Mark, I am looking forward to, and I want to publicly thank you for inviting me back for the third consecutive year to lead my Warriors Retreat. It's going to be good to see you again when I'm there in August.
Absolutely, I agree, and it'll be wonderful. It'll be wonderful. We look forward to you being there. We look forward to Jeanette Bankovic being with us this week. And
that's right.
Our traditional retreats, another retreat. So, folks, the opportunity is there. Christ is removing those barriers.
That's
so
right. All right, brother. Thank you again for joining us. Keep up the good work, and let's get together soon.
For sure. I'll give you a call.
God bless you.
Mark Poletino,
the president of the Malvern Retreat House, always does such a good job.
Oh,
I love when he comes on the
Me
show.
Me too.
And you know, the thing is, I know Mark is another one of these guys just driven by the Holy Spirit. I didn't tell him I was going to ask about St. Thomas, but I knew he would have a reflection.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Mark is a really spiritual person.
Yes, he is.
You met him. And
he's a true follower, and he's pumped up. He's so excited, and what a steady hand at the wheel at Malvern.
And
he's
so passionate.
God bless you, Mark. You know,
he's
keep
passionate.
Up the great work.
Yep. And Dave, when you went onto the grounds for the first time, you felt the Lord's presence,
Oh,
right?
I did.
It's an amazing place.
From the first time when my wife Barb and I rolled in, turned that right, and went in, I said, wow. I felt home.
Yep. So I would encourage you, if you want to check it out, Malvern Retreat House, malvernretreat.com, if you need directions. And I'd like to personally invite you to come to my Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. If you're tired of worrying and you need some help, we're going to focus on it August 4th through the 6th at the Malvern Retreat House. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers & Zims telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpin. In John 20:24, Jesus suddenly stood before his apostles in the upper room as he had done the week before. But this time, Thomas, who was previously absent, was present. Even though the others had testified that they had truly seen Jesus, he stubbornly refused to believe, unless, as he said, he could see and put his finger into the marks in his hands and put his hand into his side. So Jesus called him forth to do just that. Evidently, the death of Jesus had been so traumatic for Thomas that he couldn't bear to get his hopes up, with the accompanying possibility of having to deal with the loss of Jesus a second time. But when faced with the reality of his presence, Thomas, falling prostrate, made the most explicit act of faith in Jesus found in all of Scripture: "My Lord and my God." In the end, the Lord used Thomas's weakness to give great witness. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
We used to hide from the light. We made friends with the night. We were headed the wrong way on a one-way track, going nowhere fast. We got used to the dark. We thought, this is who we are. And we figured that we were just too far gone. But we were wrong. Cause love came running like a river. And we got washed in the water.
This is
lost in the past. Box it up like an old photograph. You don't have to go back, cause that was then, and this is now. We've been remade by grace. We've all got new names, and nothing we do could ever change what he did that day. We're lucky enough.
Was then, this is now by Josh Wilson. I'm Gary Zimek. That's a great message. Doesn't matter what happened in the past. Today is a new day. It's a new day for you to turn to the Lord and start over. Don't worry about the past. Today is what matters. Let's take a quick look at the weather and for the Delaware Valley right now at the Philadelphia International Airport. It is 73 degrees today, sunny with a high near 93. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low around 72. Tomorrow, Independence Day, we'll have a slight chance of showers before noon, then a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. Overall, partly sunny, high near 88. At the present time, in Langhorne, it's 71 degrees. In Phoenixville, it's 64. And in Quakertown, 63 degrees. All right, it's been a great show today on Spirit in the Morning. Let's do our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. In case you're feeling a little nervous, you need a little reassurance, today we go to Luke 5:16. Jesus would withdraw to deserted places to pray. Very simple.
Very simple.
That's a simple recipe. If you need to feel peace in your life, take a page out of the book of Jesus. Go somewhere quiet. Turn the radio off after Spirit in the Morning is done. Wait till we're finished. If you're in the car, take a walk, do something. But go somewhere quiet and pray. Ask the Lord to help. If you're struggling with doubt, imitate St. Thomas and say, Lord, help me. I'm struggling. I don't believe. I want to believe. Help me with that. So make sure you make time for prayer today.
I have an idea. If you live close to Malvern, go to Malvern.
Hey, yeah, good idea, yeah. Mr. P.
Yeah,
but if you're by Doylestown, go to the Shrine of Chestahovah. It has some great
areas. Or even,
areas.
Was it Peace Valley Park?
Peace Valley Park is another good one.
Very good.
Yeah.
Or I just go outside here at the station.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's very peaceful here.
Our Mary statue.
Yes. Yeah.
I was there the other day. The grounds here are amazing. Frank Lyson, thanks for joining us.
Hey.
You've been here behind the scenes?
With Jacob off today, it's one of those things. You don't realize how hard it is to do the news and try and put it together. And, where I bet you he puts it together in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Anna Mitchell. Takes me a while. And, then it's a prayer that we actually get it on in time. But,
But you can do it, Frank. Anybody can do it.
So it's always a challenge. But, always like to still deliver the news. We want people to know what they need to know for the day.
And you came through once again. Now, before we talk about the special program that you, Frank Eliason, put together for tomorrow for Independence Day, I just want to let you know at home that coming up on the for the rest of the week, Father Jeff Kirby will join us on Wednesday talking about the Blessed Mother. He'll continue that series he's doing with us. Tony Rossi and Frank, I know this is a subject near and dear to your heart, and this is something that I've been passionate about as well. Tony Rossi from the Christophers, you hear him every day. I invited him to come on and talk about all the craziness that's happening on social media. We're all responsible for this.
We are. And it's also recognizing that we all are putting ourselves in these buckets. So we only hear what we want to hear. We're not having this. We always viewed social media as this opportunity to bring the world tighter together.
Yep.
And instead, we made it even more separate getting into these little silos of people with that are like-minded. And we were just going to hear what they have to say not having this broader conversation to learn from each other.
And then we vilify each other.
That is correct.
You know, and that's the danger.
Yeah.
And it's getting way out of control.
That is correct.
In my opinion.
I agree. And I think that, you know, it would be great to have him on discussing this. I think it's something that needs to be, even if you're not involved in social media,
right.
I will tell you it's extraordinarily important for you to know because it's impacting your friends. It's impacting the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's impacting your family members.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not in social media, we do this anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We go to the news sources that we believe
that we like
because they're going to tell us what we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes you have to hear things you don't want to hear, at least to understand it and to understand others and where their perspective is.
Yeah, truth be told, I am guilty of that at times. I have my favorites.
We all are, though.
You know,
like,
but
don't ever look down. All do it. It's natural.
Yeah.
But the important thing to remember is that above all, we're Christians.
That's right.
And even if I vehemently disagree with somebody, it doesn't give me the right to call them names or to make fun of them.
That is correct. attacking the individual is very different than maybe attacking a topic.
Exactly.
We have to respect the individual.
That's
our part of our faith.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We're not always doing that. So I'll be honest, I've been looking at my friends in social media. I was very close to just getting off it, and I made my career out of it.
I know.
And this past weekend,
you had it up to here, huh?
I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hopefully it will help people.
I was going to say, if I remember my formal logic in college, you know, from Dr. Takei, his name was, not from Star Trek. Basically, there's a lot in logic, but two classical arguments. I mean, ad hominem is the attack of the man or the person versus the argument itself. And we have gone so far over attacking people, the person who says something we disagree with.
That's right.
So, and that's what Tony's really going to address.
That's why
I'm so glad he can come on. That's what I love about the Christophers and Tony and the work they do. Thursday, we kick off our weekly new pro-life series. Father Frank Pavone will join us from Priests for Life. And then Friday, in the studio, Diana Von Glahn. She is the faithful traveler from EWTN. A lot of people don't realize that she's local. She lives in the area. She's going to talk about some pilgrimage opportunities in the Philadelphia area. So Diana will be in the studio. Frank, you put together a special show tomorrow.
What a fantastic lineup. And tomorrow, what we're going to be doing, it's going to be a music celebration. So it's going to be very much about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole show is vast majority of music, a wide array of music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So there's going to be some music that you would typically hear on Spirit in the Morning, other things that may not.
Okay.
But obviously the theme is going to be freedom. And there will be another piece to it that I think will touch everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so since I think it's really good for July 4th, we're not only going to be airing it at 7 a.m. tomorrow, but we'll also be airing it at 4 p.m.
Wow. Awesome.
And so it is a type of show that you could play for your guests that they would love to hear. There's a lot of enough different music in there that will get them feeling pumped up to be an American.
Very eclectic, it sounds like.
Yep, and remember, since we won't be on the air tomorrow, take some time to thank God for the freedom that we do have in this country. We forget sometimes how important that is. Again, I want to thank you for listening to us. Remember, you can follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. We put the podcast up every day, so in case you want to hear it again or you want to share it with somebody else, it's all up at spiritinthemorning.com. Lord, as we go into this new day, please help us to see you in everyone we meet and help us to remember that you are always with us. I want to thank you again for listening to the show. On behalf of Frank Eliason, Dave Parker, this is Gary Zimak saying God bless, and we'll see you next time.